Hello, this is Auntie Irene. I have a story from the Bible for you today. It's a story that Jesus told to the people who came to listen to him. It's a story with a special meaning, what we call a parable, and you can find it in Luke chapter 15, verses 1 to 10. Sometimes when we lose things, we feel sad, don't we? I wonder if you've ever lost something that you really liked and you've looked hard for it. Maybe a special pen or a ball that you like to play with. And you're really glad when you find it. We're going to have a story today about something that was lost. It's a parable that Jesus told. The story is about a shepherd, a man who looks after sheep. And he had 100 sheep. Every day he took them out into the fields so that they could eat the green grass and grow big and strong. And every night he brought them back into a little safe place where they could stay through the dark night. When they went in, he counted them to check they were all safe. 1, 2, 3, right the way up to 98, 99, 100. He was really pleased when he got to number 100. He knew then that all his sheep were safe. One day, he counted 1, 2, 3, all the way up to 98, 99. There was no 100. One was missing. The shepherd was so sad. What do you think he did? He knew he must find his missing sheep. Perhaps it had wandered off to find fresh new grass. Perhaps it had fallen into a hole. He would have to search until he found it. Even though he had 99 other sheep, that last little sheep was very special. One of his sheep was missing. And he was sad. So he left his 99 other sheep, closed the gate on them in the field to make sure that they were safe, and he started to search. It was getting dark, and he would call to the sheep because the sheep knew his voice. He might have had to go across streams and look in bushes and brambles. He searched and searched, even though he was tired and hungry and it was getting dark. The only thing he cared about was that he had to find that sheep. Jesus is like that shepherd. He says to us, "I am the good shepherd." And people are like the sheep. People belong to Jesus because he made them. That's what the Bible says. But people wander away from God, just like that lost sheep. Wandering away from God is forgetting about him, doing things that are wrong, perhaps disobeying our mums and dads, or being unkind. But Jesus still loves people, even when they're lost like that, just like the shepherd loved his one lost sheep. And Jesus searches for people because he wants them to trust in him. Jesus tells us in the story that at last the shepherd found his sheep. Maybe it was trapped under a bush. Maybe it just got lost in the dark and didn't know which way to go. But as soon as the shepherd saw him, he ran to pick him up. The lonely sheep must have been so happy to be found. But the shepherd was even happier. He picked the sheep up carefully because it was tired, and he put it on his shoulders to carry it back home. He was so happy that he had found his sheep. This is what Jesus says in his story to show how happy the shepherd was. The shepherd put the sheep on his shoulders and went home. And he called to his friends and neighbors, saying, "Be happy with me because I have found my lost sheep." The shepherd was so happy, he wanted other people to know how happy he was too. But listen to what else Jesus says. Jesus says, "In the same way I tell you, there is much joy in heaven when one sinner That means one person who knows they've done wrong changes his heart. There is joy in heaven for that one sinner, more joy than for the 99 good people who don't need to change. So Jesus is happy when someone comes back to God. And what's more wonderful even than that, everyone is in heaven is happy too. Jesus is like that shepherd. He came to save us by dying on the cross for us. Jesus came to rescue us like the shepherd rescued the sheep. He wants us to say sorry for the wrong things we do, which make us lost, like that sheep was lost. But when we're sorry, Jesus comes and takes us. He's found us, and we can belong to him forever. And everyone in heaven is happy. I've got a special little story to tell you about that lovely parable. I first heard this story the first day I went to Sunday school when I was a very little girl. My teacher told this story and I thought it was lovely. I wanted to be like that little sheep found by Jesus. My teacher taught me a lovely poem about the story and I've never forgotten it. A baby sheep is called a lamb. Listen to this poem because it's true. Jesus is the shepherd. Guess who I am? Such a lovely secret. I'm his little lamb. Shall we thank Jesus for loving us so much? Dear Lord Jesus, thank you that you are the good shepherd and we are your sheep. Thank you that you love us even when we are lost. Thank you that you want us to come back and that there is happiness in heaven when we do. Amen.